Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let's bring in Christopher Keating from the Hartford Courant. You go to current.com to read all of his stuff. He's also a good friend of the show and very flexible. We appreciate your flexibility, Chris.
There you go.
Hey, listen.
Coming on one again.
Do you, just a quick, before we get to sports betting stuff, is your coverage plan set for election or no? Are you still working on it?
I'm going to be working on an election preview today. There was a massive amount of early voting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a bunch of races that we're keeping an eyeball on, and we'll see how it comes out.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, we've done a fair amount on the Bristol mayoral race, and there's we were in East Hartford on Friday. There's a mayoral race there where there are young mayors looking to get another term. My thing is, I just wonder what turnout's going to be like. I just feel like everyone's clamoring this and that and the other thing, but will they show up to vote?
Yeah, I think they will. I mean, I think that's partially shown by the early voting. Not that Stratford is the biggest town in Connecticut, but it's a little contentious down there, and they're the number one early voting town, Stratford, Connecticut.
Really? That's so interesting.
Yeah.
We should.
There's a contentious like first selectman's race down there, and out of all the 169 towns at the moment, Stratford's number one as far as the early voting.
Huh. I had no idea. The thing that we wanted to have you on today was, you know, talking about sports betting, and this, you know, published over the weekend. I have a couple questions. You know, first of all, if there are billions that have been wagered here in Connecticut, how come the number of dollars that Connecticut actually gets is so seemingly small?
It's a percentage. It's a little complicated. It's a percentage. The billions, in other words, that includes a rollover money, too. In other words, so Brian Shackman bets and he wins $1,000, and then he bets that $1,000 and he keeps going and going and going. So, but each time he bets $1,000, it's counted. The players have to be paid 90%, 90% money goes back to the people who are the bettors. Basically. So not everyone's completely losing their shirt, if you think of it that way. And then there's money taken off the top by different things, and then eventually the state gets a percentage. And that's just sports betting. That's how it works. A lot of people mistakenly thought in the legislature when this was being debated, right, they thought that the state would make more money off of it. But the way that sports betting works, the state doesn't get as much money. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And also people, Phil Mickelson was famously it was projected that he bet like over $1 billion. He gambled like over $1 billion. The point is, if you're playing blackjack at $5 a hand and you just play it for hours and hours, every $5 bet counts towards what you've been betting. So you can end up with a big number, even if you only won $5. If you paid.
Yeah, you're recycling the money. I don't know if that's the right word, but yeah.
So what are the overall numbers? Like, what are we talking about in this? What is it? It's been, you know, about almost 4 or 5 years now. I mean, is it billions of dollars every year? What are the numbers?
For a full year number, basically, you're talking like $2.3 billion for a good year. So what happened was They started sports betting in September of 21. So you're basically talking four years, right? But the first year, you're halfway, well, you're partially into the fiscal year, so the number isn't as accurate. And then this year that we're in, you're also only partially there. So as far as a full year, they can do about $2.3 billion in wagers.
Got it.
Amount of money wagered, which is, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. We're talking with Christopher Keating from the Hartford Current. Again, you go to current.com and read that piece, and he'll have his election preview coming up soon today as well. You know, the governor says it's going to happen anyway, so you might as well have it regulated. There's a pushback on the other side that says, well, you're making the gambling available to more people, so that brings on potentially more problems. I'm not sure which side of it you would fall, and you don't even have to necessarily say, but is it really net better? I feel like they did it just because everyone else is going to do it, so you might as well capture some of the market.
Yeah, I mean, Connecticut actually was ahead of everybody, at least in talking about it, and then they kind of fell behind. By that, I mean the U.S. Supreme Court said this was legal in 2018 and basically said, look, the states can do whatever they want. We're going to leave it up to the states. It's not a national lottery, obviously. So in 2019, 2020, and 2021, kind of the state did nothing. So they fell behind a little bit. But eventually they did approve it in Connecticut, but it took a long time for that to happen. You know, can you put more money towards problem gambling? I mean, the biggest thing is that 95% of this stuff is like on your phone or your computer. And
right.
I'm not sure everybody is quite aware of that. In other words, if you're not a bettor, you're not paying attention to this at all. But if you're a bettor, you whip out your phone, you can watch horse races on your phone and bet on them.
You can bet on cricket in India today. I mean, you could bet on anything. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's $148 billion in America. But obviously, we got to go. But the focus now, because we had these betting scandals, and you want to make sure you can trust the games that we're betting on, right? That's why this comes into focus. Chris, listen, I obviously know you're going to have a long, long day tomorrow. Good luck with the coverage, and hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. Cheers. Take care.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.